Hi, Royals fans. This is JJ Piccolo. If you suffer a sprain, strain, or fracture, the University of Kansas Health System offers orthopedic walk-in care at 435 and Nall in Overland Park. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/orthopedics.
Tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground.
Way out west, there was this fella I want to tell you about. Fella by the name of
Todd Lebo.
At least that was the handle his loving parents gave him. But he never had much use for it himself.
This Lebo,
he called himself
Lebo.
Sometimes there's a man. Well, he's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's
Todd Lebo.
Kansas City.
I hate Lebo.
La 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 la.
All right, we continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jason Anderson with you. Last hour on this Tuesday. That means we hang out with Todd Lebo as we'll talk some college football with Todd Lebo. We'll get some facts.
Just the locals here.
Yeah, that's right. Not even the locals, just KUK State. That's it. Not even all the locals. We
just
won't
the
talk,
Kansas schools.
We won't talk about TCU's opponent, nor will we need to talk about Georgia's opponent.
I don't know who
Not
you just
all.
Said the first one was.
I don't know. I don't know either
don't
one
know
of them. Didn't TCU
about.
Georgia play each other?
Must have.
I believe that's
years
probably
ago, another time.
What took place this
I
weekend? But yes, we will talk some college football here with one Todd Lebo, and of course, the Chiefs were pretty awesome against the Bucks, and it is Raider week, and that's Monday Night Football. And will you be out there on Monday night covering? All right.
Yeah,
awesome.
Since my vacation got canceled because of a hurricane. I'll
well,
be
that
I was going to be
that,
gone.
That happens.
And then now I'm not.
That happens.
So
you know, I
thank you, Ian.
We'll talk
about it. Find the silver lining. In this case, the silver and black lining.
The silver lining is I get to work till midnight. Yay.
There you go. See? Fine.
You want to come back here?
Find positive
things. Finish doing the post-game show with us last hour?
I wanted to be in Florida.
Yeah.
And that's not going to happen.
Find positive things. That's what life is about.
Yes.
There's always a positive in everything. The silver linings. We'll talk college football, but just real quick, I wanted to ask you about, you know, the Chiefs play at home against the Chargers, and, you know, they finally return home against the Raiders yet again. And you get to experience the locker room and in the locker room and not just everything being Zoom and stuff like that. I bring it up because Sam McDowell was in Tampa and wrote about it after the game was over. And this is sort of where we talk about access to the locker room or no access to the locker room and what can you gain from those things versus, you know, just over Zoom. And one of the things that Sam McDowell wrote about was Andy Reid walked in and shook the hands of six people. Patrick Mahomes, Orlando Brown, Joe Tooney, Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, Andrew Wiley walked out and did his press conference.
Yeah.
If we're not in the locker room, we don't know that.
Yeah, you don't know that, yeah.
That is pretty indicative of what he felt like the mission was, the challenge, and almost like a job well done, man.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Came down here and did this.
Now let me go do my press conference.
Right, got to do it. And then, you know, we've been missing that part of this for a while. And I mentioned it last Wednesday. There was no basketball last Wednesday.
That's
in the locker room. And I when I was on with Serena, I'm like, just want to mention this. I'm not saying that this is because they lost or anything like that, but no one was playing basketball in the locker room on Wednesday. It was a different feel out there. And, you know, you guys heard it on Friday. Or did you play Kelsey Live? I can't remember. You did, right?
Yeah, we
snuck it in right at the end of the show. Cuts were short.
You know what? He was a little late because he was getting a lift in. And
see?
I was joking with the guys there. I said, if this guy didn't come in here sweating and like veins pumped out, I'm going to think they lied to us. But you know what? He came in there sweating with his veins pumped out. He was ready to go. You could feel it in his voice.
Yeah.
Because this game meant something different to him than it would even to, you know, Creed Humphrey. He wasn't there for the Super Bowl.
Jalen Watson. I mean, Trey Smith, you know, those guys.
Almost all of these guys weren't there for the
right,
Super Bowl. The entire offensive line, except for Wiley.
Except for Wiley, yeah.
Right? The nine new draft picks, they weren't on that team. It even means something more to Travis Kelce than it does to Mecole Hardman, who at that point just went to the Super Bowl every year of his career.
That's
he didn't know. right? Mm-hmm. He didn't know that you could have to work all that hard to do that. So I really felt like for especially Kelsey, because he's the old timer for sure on this team, that it really meant something. And I think they were focused for sure, and it certainly helped to have the fumble on the opening kickoff to help that. That's that free possession.
Yeah.
And then maybe they'd have stopped him. They stopped him the first time they got the ball, or the second time, whenever the defense played well enough, mm-hmm. right? But to two plays into it, I was watching the game on NFL Network again yesterday afternoon. I was just at my office, and it started. And I got to be honest, I didn't really see the opening kickoff when I was first watching the game, because we were just settling down, and I was over at a neighbor's house, and, you know, it was a couple of couples. We were watching it, and then I looked up. Oh, hey, what? All right, they got the ball, and my buddy was walking downstairs, and he's like, what's going on? I thought it started at 7:20, and I said, it's 7:23, it's 7-0. Okay, this is what happened. And my favorite thing—
when it starts at 7:22, get here at 7:22.
Of all the fun things that happened with the spinny passes and all the deals and blah, 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 it was pretty cool to see the Bucks offensive line go jogging out to the field and just go, oh. And they turn back around. They got like 20 yards onto the field, and they're like, no. And then the referee points the other way and goes, no. He said he was down when he was walking off the field. It was so funny.
I thought
so deflating, because they get the toss. Well, whoever won the toss.
Chiefs won the toss deferred.
So they know they got the ball. All right, we got 2-3 minutes here to get this stuff all ready, and then you don't get it.
And I thought he was down. I thought when
live, because it just no one really
because
crazy reacted.
It was against the Chargers, right? That all of a sudden the ball squirts loose on a kickoff return, and the Chiefs get it, and the kickoff returner gets up and was like, "I'm down," and it was obvious he was down, and it's like, "Oh, that was so close, man!"
Yeah,
I thought
was
it
like,
was
like, "I'm down," but
he got up. He was like, "I'm down," and the delayed reaction of somebody like Elijah Lee, like that. How long was the ball laying there before Elijah Lee's like, "Oh, let me jump on the ball." That's why I thought like, "Okay, he's down. He's been down. The ball comes out late, and then Elijah Lee jumps on it." Then they showed the replay. I'm like,
just a great start, though.
That ball was clearly out, and how did it take that long for somebody to see that and jump on it? So all of that was like, okay.
But then they scored a touchdown quick. It wasn't
second play.
Didn't take a long time, and they did that, and you're like, all right, well, there you go, because you know you're going to get the ball.
And not only that,
the start of the second half.
As soon as they scored the touchdown, and how fired up and pumped up Patrick Mahomes was, and intense on the sideline after throwing the touchdown pass and walking over, just yelling at guys. And it's like, okay, this is going to be a different game.
Because they didn't score a touchdown against him in the Super Bowl.
And it didn't look anything like that against the Colts either.
No.
Like nothing like that. It was
subdued. And you know what? They almost slept walk to a win against the Colts.
Absolutely, yes.
And I think that was Andy's charge. He must have said, we talked to him Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to go back and I know you like to go back and count up, because you did that for every game, right? On the sideline things or whatever. You're going to go back and count up the number of times he said, that's on me or that's my fault or whatever.
Yeah.
So I promise you, he was in everybody's face and in the Andy way. Okay, mm-hmm. This isn't like in some insane scream at you way. But he let it be known that they weren't good enough. They weren't prepared enough. And it all starts with him, whatever.
Yeah.
All that stuff. But they just weren't there. You know, they were sleepwalking. And they never really woke up against the Colts.
And it's Andy.
Because when they kind of had it woke up and they had the lead, they jacked it up with the penalty. And even then, even after Chris Jones's phantom penalty, whatever you want to call it, they still let him go 60 yards.
Yeah.
You know?
They still had to go and score a touchdown.
And they did that. So they just never quite got that spark, you know, to reset. And they got a hard reset this last week, I'm quite sure.
And it's about, like, you know, we hear the different coaches, and they may give coach speak, but it's figuring out what they're saying while not saying it. Andy Reid, all credit to the Colts, all credit to the Colts, you know, da, da, da. We got to take care of business.
We got to tighten this up.
Which is, we didn't play nearly the way that we should play. Mm-hmm. Credit the Colts. The Colts were this, and da-da-da, and they're challenged, and they had a great game plan. We got to take care of business. Eric Bieniemy, credit the Colts. We didn't play all that well, but the Colts, they kicked our ass. We deserve to get our ass kicked. In the NFL, you can't show up and think you're going to win just by being there.
Yeah, we got what we deserve.
He said that twice. Humility.
He said that on Thursday.
And so that was the coaches. The coaches were essentially telling everybody that we played like crap, and we are aware of that, and it ain't happening this week.
And as we know, this schedule they have does not let up. I don't think the Raiders are great, but it's Monday Night Football, and it's a division game, and the Raiders won a game last week, and this is a different looking Raiders team than they played last year because Devontae Adams is one of the best there is, and they've got a lot of good things about it. Now, the Chiefs had easy work of them twice last year, but they did come to Kansas City and win a couple years ago.
The Raiders are better. They're better than the Colts.
And the Raiders the Colts. Should have one more win at least. Maybe two more wins.
Maybe two. I mean,
they definitely should have won the Cardinals game.
Yeah, they're 0-3 in one-score games.
They had a 16-point lead, and then they stopped the Cardinals in overtime and were moving the ball and lost on a fumble. Okay, so that's insane. And, you know, if they didn't minus three in turnovers against the Chargers, perhaps they win that game. Titans game, they had to come back on that one. Yeah. I thought they were kind of outclassed in the game. Whatever. Mm-hmm. If they'd have gotten the two-point conversion, maybe they'd have won.
Who knows?
And they just won. Okay, they just beat Russell. I mean, come on now. Nobody beats
Russ. Did you take the Raiders minus 2.5?
I did.
Yeah.
That was the only thing I won this last weekend. Only thing. Yeah. So they've got that, and it's going to be a short week. And then they got the Bills coming here. This is going to be a crazy 7 days at Arrowhead Stadium. People have been looking forward to this week, and it's got a really good taste in their mouth now coming off the win against the Bucs. This is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, this is – you got Monday Night Football, and this 325, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes – Romo, Nance, you know, 27 million people watching this is going to be awesome.
You can't have the conversation about, oh, the Chiefs got down to Tampa, remembered what it was like to be in that building across from that team, and they found something special, and then not extend that to the Bills next week.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about all of the storylines of redemption, bad taste in your mouth, extra juice in that game. The Bills get whatever benefit. I'm hesitant to do this in general because it's very it's hard to pinpoint. But if you're going to say the Chiefs got something extra by having that revenge game in Tampa, you've got to be willing to extend that to the Bills having a chance to get some real revenge next week.
I actually think the Chiefs got more from the fact that they played like that against the Colts and then Shaq Barrett's words rather than, hey, we want to avenge a loss from 2020 in the Super Bowl.
There was a lot of
well against the Colts and just like a regular B-minus game against the Colts and won by like 8 or 9 and then Shaq Barrett doesn't say anything, I don't know that they show up that same way with that ultra focus and just out of the gates.
Like when you lose, especially when you lose because of you, that is, and you're a good team. A lot of times, listen, like the Jags have been horrible. I'm not talking about this year, but when you lose because of you and you're 2-14, whatever. But when you lose because of you, when you're the Chiefs and you've been the AFC Championship game hosted 4 years in a row and all this stuff, when you lose because you played crappy, then that is a great way to coach. And then you can coach that out of them, and that's what they did, and they were great this week. And they won't need a lot of that. They might need to be brought down a little bit. I don't know. I'll be interested to see what the locker room's like. We won't go be in there till Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
But it will be a different feel this week than last week, I'm sure. But I think this team won't feel like, oh, well, it's all fixed now either. They know that this schedule is relentless here for a bit. And this is going to be a really tough week to play two games. The good news for them is they're both at home.
Yeah.
And that Bills game, I just look. Bills have the Steelers at home this week.
Yeah.
The Steelers are not good.
Kenny Pickett.
And the Steelers beat the Bills last year, by the way.
This is their Colts game. This is their Colts game here. Yeah. If they come out and lay an egg against the Steelers, it's really all gonna
align. And they laid a tremendous egg in the first half last week, and still won the game.
Yep.
I mean they are that good. And I don't know who the best team in the AFC is, but they're good. Okay, when you can go out there and play like garbage like that, and then, you know, I know the Dolphins came back on the Ravens, but scoring all these points, I was much more impressed, honestly, by the fact that the Ravens didn't score any points against the Bills. The Bills defense said, we're going to do this now.
Yep.
That was pretty incredible. So the Bills are good. I'm really looking forward to that game. But we do have Monday Night Football beforehand.
Absolutely.
And the Raiders game will be fun. But it was really nice for the Chiefs.
Yep. And real quick, and then we'll get to some college football. You had mentioned going back and watching the game that went to look. An emailer yesterday after the show wondered why we didn't talk about the sideline cutaways to the Chiefs where Nagy and Patrick Mahomes were talking and it wasn't Eric Bieniemy. And
I don't know if I ever remember seeing Eric Bieniemy sitting next to Patrick Mahomes very often.
I didn't either.
It's always been the quarterback coach.
Yeah, I didn't either. And so I'm like, well, let me go and refresh my memory. And I looked at the Cardinals, the Chargers, and the first half of the Colts.
There you go.
Just first half of the Colts, because that's the issue, right? At halftime, then something must have changed that now it's only Matt Nagy. And they showed the sideline with Mahomes standing there, either sitting there next to a coach or talking with a coach on the sideline in those 2.5 games 16 times. Mahomes and Eric Bieniemy together one time. It was Matt Nagy and Mahomes sitting next to each other on the bench looking at the tablet 11 times, and it was Matt Nagy, Eric Bieniemy, and Patrick Mahomes sitting next to each other 4 of the 6 times that all 3 of them were looking at the tablet and talking. And the one time it was Mahomes and Eric Bieniemy, they were standing up, and they were looking at the play sheet that Eric Bieniemy had, and they were talking, and then Mahomes went and sat down and talked to Nagy. Yeah. So, I
mean, nothing has changed.
Nothing. It's the exact same as it has been. We're kind of searching for stuff at that point.
I want you to go
back.
That
was my reply.
Do you have last year's game still? Go back and look at all of them, too.
I am going to. I thought about it, but I'm like, you know, he went back and just looked at the Google image searches.
Googled, Mike Kafka, Patrick Mahomes.
And several all of the pictures are on the sideline of them sitting next to each other of Kafka. And it's
first,
just
the first one. Is,
it's just what they've done.
Google images. You know?
It's just what they've done.
There we go, second one.
That's the way it works. That's the
quarterback's coach.
Like there's nothing more to
it's
it. That he's going, Mahomes and Nagy are looking at plays that took place and seeing what the defense was doing. Eric Bieniemy and Andy Reid are looking at the next possession, what we're going to do here.
Right. The time that was interesting was back in year one as the starter when it was Andy Reid over there talking to Mahomes.
That's true, yeah.
That was different and interesting and noteworthy and all of that. But now Patrick Mahomes is no longer needing, as I said earlier, it was like Master Splinter from Ninja Turtles going over and sitting next to Mahomes and trying to give him, you know, the decades of experience.
He's running OTAs himself in Texas.
Right. Now we are at a different point now. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes knows this version of the offense better than Matt Nagy does.
That's exactly right.
Matt Nagy has more years of knowing offenses, but that's the meshing you do there.
Any chance that Mahomes is showing Nagy what the defenses are doing, and here's what future, Matt, this is what needs to happen.
There's a chance.
All right, so put that to bed. Wisconsin's open.
Yes.
And Nebraska and Wisconsin are both open. We talked with Braden Gall, and we talked about it in the first hour as well, about what that may mean for Lance Leipold.
And I thought what Braden said was very interesting because, you know, and I think we are maybe too close to it here. Mm-hmm. We think, oh, the Big 12's okay, right? Because it's going to survive, and they're adding BYU and Houston.
And they're going to expand the playoffs, and if you're in the Big 12 champion,
when you look outside, it's kind of stark to hear that from someone like, you're not in the club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're not in the club, Kansas. Now, I don't think Nebraska's in the club anymore either, by the way. And I'm not sure Wisconsin is in either. The club is very small right now, and those teams are not.
Well, there's
a
club within the club.
Yeah, there's like the exclusive club, and then there's the people who are like, you're probably in the club. And Kansas isn't either one of those clubs. So that was interesting to hear. Okay, so we've heard him talk a little bit about Nebraska when it came open and just said, hey, listen, I'm here, whatever. And, you know, we talked a few weeks ago. Like, I think he had a bad taste in his mouth about Nebraska because Frank Solich got fired in his last year that he was there. And you'll hear something similar in this bite. He was asked in kind of a roundabout way near the end of the press conference. By the way, he's happy with his team. They're undefeated. College game day is coming to town. It's going to be cool. And they can get better. Okay, there's that. And Gavin Potter is gone. And that happened a couple of days ago, and he commented on it today. Mm-hmm. The linebacker, he wanted a red shirt.
Yeah.
He played 4 games. They said no, and so he's gone. I guess he's going to probably go to the portal and try to play somewhere else. People rejoice everywhere because I'm not sure Kansas fans really liked him because he did some things in the field that made him mad, and K-State fans are laughing. I don't know. Anyway, there you go. That's the press conference. At the end, asking a roundabout kind of way about how do you handle distractions? College game day's in town. Jobs are open. Not very specific. And then, so I'm just going to play this whole thing as it happened about the fact that there's a job opening, and this is different than Nebraska. This is his home state. This is where Lance Leipold is from.
We're focused on this. I'm focused on this. We're extremely happy here. We have no plans of going anywhere, and anything like that is just rumors. And again, when some of this things will happen, we're in film rooms and other stuff. I don't even know what's going on. I didn't even know some of the stuff that was going on Sunday until later in the evening. And I'm getting, all of a sudden I got all these text messages. I got no idea. And that's so.
Following up a little bit on that, I wonder, just big picture and not even relating to you necessarily, but when you see coaching changes and guys getting fired early in the season around the country.
Jason Bean's a starting quarterback. Can I go back?
you want to go there instead? but I wonder what your opinion is on all that stuff. I mean, this is a business that's near and dear to your heart, and you've been in it a long time, and you're seeing it become that more and more these days. Do you have any reaction to where this is all headed, irregardless of you?
Yeah, I'd just be, you know, Paul Chris is a friend, if that's what you're asking. He's known Paul since probably high school, knew his late father, tried to recruit me to Wisconsin Platteville. He said, that's a good family, good man, and it's just unfortunate with guys who average 9 wins a year get let go. And, you know, it's part, I guess, what we've signed up for now these days, and it's a changing world in a lot of different ways, and that's unfortunate. And it's unfortunate for locker rooms, and I think we lose that as well. And there's a lot of components, and I'm not questioning anyone's decision because there's a lot of factors that go into these that none of us really know. So that's the part that, you know, but that's me as a person and a fan, not as a coach.
So you heard it in there in the middle. It's a shame to see someone who averaged 9 wins a year get fired. So there's that
stood
part
out to me.
Heard that he heard it there once.
He's
and
a
I
good
know
man.
He felt that way at Nebraska. I'm not saying they're going to try to even hire him. There is a big faction of people who believe this was done because they really like Jim Leonard, mm-hmm. and they want him to be the guy.
And give him an audition.
And they give him an audition to do this. Okay. So there's that's up there right now. He's a hero at Wisconsin. This was a walk-on who became an All-American, who went undrafted and played like 8 years in the NFL. He is the epitome of Wisconsin football, okay? Because there's a whole lot of, like, J.J. Watt didn't get a scholarship. They got those mm-hmm. guys in that program who you know, they came and they fight hard, and then they go be something, and I think they're like, okay, well, we don't like this. We're willing to spend $15 million or whatever it is. Do this. So I don't know if this is a place you need to worry about with Lance Leipold, but when you're 5-0 at Kansas and mm-hmm. these two particular jobs open up, then you're going to get asked some things about it.
Yeah,
that was
absolutely.
His and the joke there in the middle, because Matt Tate, our good buddy, had asked him about 10 times about starting quarterback because he never named one. So then he was just like, oh, Jason Bean's the starting quarterback.
which was funny, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going there again. We're going to that route again. I think is, you know, the position that he's in, you know, it's a compliment to what he's done in his career and winning national championship at the Division III level, building Buffalo back to being what they were, and then Kansas in a position that they haven't been in since 2009 and being ranked and sitting 5-0 and all of that stuff that, you know, didn't think, you know, could Kansas ever get back to that level? And certainly not in year two of a coach that's coming in after, you know, Les Miles for a couple of years and even taken over late. Like, he's shown that he's a builder, that he's good enough for that. And these two jobs coming open, you know, I think the timing of it is good and bad for KU. Like, it's never going to be good when these two jobs open up at the same time, when he may be the prime candidate that they want to go out and get. And if they start in a bidding war, then can Kansas, you know, match that? If you're talking about, hey, he's going to make $7 million. Well, we can go to 3.5. I mean, that the 3.5 million
that's
is
the scary part for the Big 12 schools.
Yeah.
Is that I think the league's going to survive, but there just may not be the deep, deep, deep pockets
yeah.
that can exist in the Big Ten with the way it's looking there.
And I asked, you know, one of the things I asked Braden was, you know, Lance Leipold's talked about facilities, and he mentioned Iowa State, you know, a year ago, and seeing what they want to do there at Kansas, and he's talked about it and trying to get the ball rolling and get the momentum built to do something, whereas Wisconsin's already passed the $300 million renovation, and they're getting a brand-new indoor practice facility. And Braden's point was, yes, and they're doing that just to simply, hit par. And once that's built, they're still going to be
behind the
times.
I'm not so sure it's the biggest thing in the world anymore.
Yeah,
now you can just
right.
pay guys.
And I thought that's what that was interesting. And he goes,
now,
I don't know in the future facilities.
Is that going to take off here at Kansas where you can play football
right.
players
but,
to the level you can
right.
play somewhere else? So that's all part of that.
But also, like, it may not matter as much. But if KU's with the facilities they are and Wisconsin's building state-of-the-art in today's, you know, facilities race and doing that there, it would make a difference from here's what we're dealing with. We want to get to the level of Iowa mm-hmm. State. And Wisconsin's like, yeah, we're going to be above the level of Iowa State, and we're going to continue to print money and print money. And if you're successful here, we can continue to pay you a lot of money. I mean,
hey, we'll fire you and you give you $15 million, but it doesn't work.
That's right. Yeah. But it did stand out. And we'll take a break on this. It did stand out when he was talking about Paul Christ. He's a good man, a good family man. And, you know, you average 9 wins a year and you're fired. May leave a bad taste in his mouth with the current administration that
in October, by the way, got fired.
Do I want to
not at the end of the year?
Do I want to coach for this AD that fired somebody who I believe is a really good man and a Wisconsin guy, and he's averaging 9 wins a year? Like, yeah. So it'll be fascinating. But the good news for KU is that the only reason we're having this conversation is because they're in this position. They're top 20, and game day coming up on Saturday against TCU.
Breaking news from the NFL world, Jason. The Cardinals are expected to sign kicker Matt Amendola, per sources. Arizona had tryouts this week with Matt Prater banged up. Amendola went 3 of 4 in 2 games for the Chiefs this year, per Jeremy Fowler.
What did he do on extra points? Three of four on that, too, I think.
Yeah, is how it was phrased.
I think he's 3 of 4 in field goals and 3 of 4 in extra points.
See, there you go. He was just 3 of 4 for the Chiefs. I don't know. Did he miss any big kicks or anything? I don't remember that guy. I know Matthew Wright was right down the middle.
Every time.
He was the right call.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
Stay on you on this every week.
I know.
We'll wear you down, man. We will wear you down.
On Sports Radio 810.
All right, we continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jason Anderson with you. Josh Briscoe, Beards. Todd Lebo hanging out with us until 2 o'clock. Let's get some fact or fiction in here for this segment. Josh, have you prepared for fact or fiction, or are we just going to do this on the fly?
It's a fact, Jason. I have prepared. I actually only have the 12 because we're not going to need a tiebreaker today.
Good. Well, you're going
to
actually do this fair and square?
In the first 5 this
week. No, there's going to be no funny business here, because there's never been any funny business, and we're not going to need a tiebreaker because aren't going to tie, because it's fact or fiction. It's straight up. There are answers. There are correct ones. Incorrect ones.
Do you have any that have left blank on this week?
We did an IDK last week.
Yeah. You know, Jason, that if I told you that,
then I just have to pick which one.
You would have an advantage. So I'm not willing to do that.
We're all listening. We all are listening.
Well, Jason asked, though. Okay. So if Beards would have asked, maybe I would have given an answer.
Beards would have had the advantage.
Yeah.
Let's go. I'm ready.
It just depends on where it goes. I can't remember who starts ever.
Start
it seems like Lebo starts. So, Lebo, fact or fiction? Andy Reid is a better actor than Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, God, they're both not good. But I'm going to say that's fiction, because that was not great. My only bit of acting, well, I've seen the acting every week in press conferences, but the acting that happened in that commercial.
That's a fact. What are you joking?
That is fiction. Mahomes is better than Andy Reid.
That's a fact.
Oh, stop.
That's awful. A fact. I saw it on PBS.
That was especially if you adjust for it being his first commercial compared to where Mahomes started. But even at this point, I think Andy Reid nailed it. So that's a fact, unfortunately, for you guys. But that's good news for Beards. Number 2, fact or fiction, Geno Smith is the best starting quarterback in the NFC West. The entire division's 2-2, by the way. Geno Smith put up some numbers against the Lions last week.
That's fun.
You saw 2 of them last night.
Tua
of them last night, and Kyler Murray would be your 4th. Beards, fact or fiction, Geno Smith's the best quarterback in the NFC West?
I'll go fiction on that one.
Jason?
That's a fact.
Lebo?
It's fiction.
I mean, it's fiction.
Okay.
It's fiction.
You're wrong about that.
It's it's questionable. You could make an argument.
Who's you better, got a Super fiction. Bowl champion, Hall of Famer in Matthew Stafford out there.
Who apparently has
you
one
got a
arm
Super Bowl
and the wrong
quarterback
one.
In James Garoppolo.
Who they didn't.
And you got a He Is Man winner in Kyler Murray.
I'll take Lebo's He Is Man there, because that's where I would go still. But you know,
to go Kyler Murray over Geno Smith.
I'd like to see
the way they're playing.
I'd like to see Kyler Murray play in a professional organization at some point, he did at OU when he was. Yeah. Look at how good he was when he played with a real professional organization.
But all we can go off of is what we've seen.
Fact
so
or
far.
Fiction, Jason?
So, like,
four
Geno
teams
Smith.
In the SEC.
You're 0-2,
four
Anderson.
Teams.
But here's
four
my
teams.
There's no more but ever.
Four teams.
But here's my
four
quick
teams
little,
in the SEC, Jason.
This has nothing to do with fact or fiction. There's nothing. I promise. Nothing to do with fact or fiction.
You turning a segment upfield? No.
Come nothing on. To do with fact or fiction. I promise. I'm not going to delay the fact or fiction.
We
but
made it up.
Is there a chance
it's false.
That the whole time Russell Wilson was the issue?
It's a total fabrication.
And now Geno Smith is up there bawling. And
there's
Pete
a chance.
And Pete Carroll's like, we're letting Geno cook.
You know how cheap this is?
Because we didn't want to let Russell Wilson cook. And now the Broncos are seeing what happens. And Geno's like,
there's a chance.
Yeah, I'm it's number fiction. One in the league in quarterback rating.
There's
it's a
chance.
Made up tip.
Anyway.
He's number four in the AFC West.
Fact or fiction, Pete Carroll is the best head coach in the NFC West.
I mean, he's turning. It's Shanahan, but I'm going to say fiction. Or is it McVay?
On the logic you just had, I feel like
you
should
have
probably,
to kind of say.
Probably
but I lost, though.
Okay, so now you.
But I lost. Why would I use the same logic when I just lost that one? So clearly, it can't be Pete Carroll because you don't think Geno Smith is
I
all
think
that
also
good.
He's just front running for the win.
He's not the best. It's fiction.
Won the Super Bowl.
That's also fiction.
What do you guys say, Jason?
He said it's
fiction. I say fiction.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Your official guess is fiction.
Yes. My official guess
you
is
You are
fiction.
Down right now, and you could tighten that gap if you
He's
got it
to
right
give you a
on
hint?
Fact.
No, I'm
You're
going
to go fiction? It's
yeah.
fiction.
Yeah, yeah, I even tried to trick you.
Not stupid.
I'm not a smart man.
Yeah, well,
Jay.
Hold on. Jason just lost a point for that.
No.
I'm not dumb. Geno's better than Kyler, the way they're playing right now.
Number four, fact or fiction, four teams... In the SEC, all in the East are winless. Vandy, Florida, South Carolina, and Mizzou. Winless in the conference, that
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
Carolina.
Missouri gets Florida, Vandy, South Carolina Sacramento. In the next 3 weeks.
Okay. Sacramento.
Mizzou will win at least two of those games. Fact or fiction? Vandy, they're a heavy favorite on Vandy. The other ones are where you're kind of...
Yeah, and the Florida's on the road. Vandy's at home. South Carolina's at home?
South Carolina's at Carolina.
It's at... At Sacramento.
Williams-Brice Stadium.
It's at Florida.
The other Columbia.
At South
I think
Carolina.
They're going to win two of those games.
Beards, fact or fiction?
I'll go fact.
Two believers in Mizzou. Jason, fact or fiction?
He does not want to believe.
But
he does.
About Florida, Vandy, South Carolina?
Yeah. Yep. Other
gotta
three
win two.
Other three teams haven't won a conference game yet. Got to win two of them.
It's fiction. What are you talking about? Do they win one of them would be the question.
They're going to beat Vandy.
Do they win even one of them? Is the they're going to beat Auburn. Auburn has quit on their team.
What are
Auburn
you saying,
sucks.
Fact or fiction?
I'm saying fiction.
Like as much as I want Jason to lose a point for not believing in Mizzou, it's fiction.
It is.
False.
Here's
Come
the
on,
deal.
Man.
I'm going fiction. To homecoming down there against Vanderbilt. They better damn well win that one.
They're going to win that game. Okay. Jason, don't even worry about it. They're going to win that game.
Hold on. Lebo and Beards went fact on that one?
Yeah. It's,
okay, so
it's,
I caught up.
It's a tight game now. Beards tight. Is in first with three. Lebo and Jason both have two.
Tight.
Tight like a toiger.
Number five. Game day at KU, mm-hmm. number 17 TCU, number 19 Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
K-State at Iowa State. K-State's mm-hmm. a two-point favorite. Once again, fact or fiction, the state of Kansas will sweep this weekend with two victories from both of those teams.
Beards is first.
Fact or fiction, Beards. The state of Kansas goes 2-0 once more.
No, I'll go fact. Why not?
We're making a little Sunflower State parlay right here. Hit me up, DraftKings. What'd you say, Beards?
I go fact.
I'm going to say fiction. I think TCU wins in Lawrence this weekend.
Fiction. TCU wins.
I'm just trying to build some believers here. That's a fact, baby. That's
no,
a fact.
That's a fact, Jack.
We'll see. I think K-State wins in Ames. I think that happens.
Oh, I think they win.
Yeah. And I think.
I'm worried for Kansas this
yeah.
week. I think
Me too.
It's gotten tight.
Much like the odds makers, I'm not here to give you guys layups. I'm here to make you work for them a little bit. We got a nice little toy.
We'll
little
go
game
back
here.
And we'll change this if this that didn't turn out to be true.
We haven't done that yet.
I mean, okay. changing.
But
things
we can start
is,
though, just because we haven't
know.
Done it yet. Yeah. If it's not the
rewind
way you've
the
always
tape and go check them and see who was sitting
see?
Next to Nagy.
That's right. If it's not the way you've always film. Done it, would it be the way you're doing it? That's what
point.
We're saying. Okay, it's okay to change.
Is this our Colts game?
Yes,
that's right.
Okay. We're gonna change all next week. Who's up?
Fact or fiction?
Me.
Rinfest is back. That's not fact or fiction. That's a fact. Fact or fiction, though. I at least mildly look down on people who attend Rinfest in no sort of costume. The street clothes wearers at Rinfest bother me. It's essentially your fact or fiction. I had to keep this open-ended because Beards has attended Rinfest.
Yeah. Well,
and
you've definitely attended Rinfest.
And I've attended Rinfest many times.
And not in street clothes.
But here's the one thing I don't want. I phrased it this way so Beards wouldn't have an inside track on this one. I don't think any of those occasions it has been my choice to wear a costume.
But you've worn a costume.
I have been costumed in a group.
Okay.
But the fact or fiction
still your choice,
is
though.
That I look down on those who attend Rinfest in street clothes.
I'm first on this one.
Yeah.
That's fiction.
Yeah. I think it's I think it should be fiction because I think you're jealous and wish you could go in street clothes.
I think if you
get that group think going and your group probably looks down at those people. So I'm going to say that's a fact. You look down at them and they say, what are you doing here without your gear on?
Bits.
That's a fact. You got mad at me one time for doing that.
That's a fact.
I mean, Beards, I didn't think that Beards would have the example there, but apparently he did. Absolutely. I've never seen his calves.
So how do you look down on people that don't dress up, and yet you're someone who doesn't want to dress up?
No, I never said
this
that.
This is the
I never
problem.
Claimed.
You
that.
Said it wasn't your choice to have to dress
but,
up. It
correct.
Was a group thing.
Correct.
So therefore, your choice would have been
no, he still
to not dress
to
up.
I never had to make a choice. Choice was made for me.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, it isn't.
Absolutely.
They didn't tie you up and dress you.
I got a pirate costume that I go with. Listen, Jason.
How many people are in
How long
this
have
group?
You been married, Jason?
Longer
what?
Than you.
How many people are in this group?
It varies, but it's usually Renee was not going to let me make a case to go in street clothes, mm-hmm. but I wasn't ever going to really fight for it. I think you go to the Ren Fest to be swept away to a magical time.
Have you jousted?
Before modern medicine and all of that stuff. I've not jousted. No, I don't
you
need to be
a
on a horse. Absolutely had a turkey leg, okay. little scotch egg.
I think I look down on the people that dress up.
Go be whisked away.
Now we got a problem.
Go be whisked away to the olden times, Jason.
No,
let your spirit free.
It's Halloween. I mean, I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a gold digger in California, but it's not
exactly.
Halloween, Peter Pan, you know?
Well, hold on. Here's the thing. I'm going to gloss over. It was probably a reference I didn't get to say, what's wrong with the second Halloween? I think that Renee has already decorated our house. It's October 4th. Our entire living room,
yeah,
and the kitchen, everything,
yeah.
Halloweened up. So we take our chances for multiple Halloweens when possible. Fact or fiction? If Victor Wembanyama was never born, Scoot Henderson would deserve to be the number one overall pick in the NBA draft. Fact or fiction?
I don't know those names. Fact.
Peter, you should go third. Or you can go next.
No, he's going
Lieber
next.
Lieber already went.
Yeah.
I'll go fact.
Yeah, I'm going to go fact as well.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
That is a fact.
But here's why.
That's a really good guess.
It's inexplicable.
Tim Reynolds tweeted this out. Presumed number one overall 2023 draft pick Victor Wembanyama on presumed number two pick Scoot Henderson. Quote, he's a really great player. If I was never born, I think he would deserve the first spot. And I just love that enough.
Sorry,
that
I wanted to make
sure it got into the show today.
For those that don't know, Victor Wembanyama is like a 7'4" French kid.
I think he's 7'2", but 7'4". He looks.
It changes
I'll tell
by
you this,
the day.
He looks 7'4".
It changes by the day. And
when he walked
like,
into the press conference,
he's going to be Kevin Durant with like super defensive abilities too.
When he walked into the press conference the other day, and then they said he was 7'2", I thought, nah, it's 7'4" at least. that guy's not 7'2". That guy's 7'4".
When he hit his head,
at least
in the door.
We got to.
It was ridiculous. How he looked like he was on stilts when he walked into the press conference.
Who's that?
Beards.
All right, this one you guys can take Beards' cue. He won't know the answer to this, but he could have a guess, I suppose. That's fact or fiction. Fact or fiction, Beards! I got my Steam Deck set up over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Started installing a bunch of games. I have many games installed now, not to brag. But fact or fiction, I have only played one game on it so far. NFL Street 2 GameCube version. I've tweeted about playing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The question is,
have you played
has
another?
It been the only game?
Have I minimized NFL Street 2 to go finish Paradise Killer or something? Fact or fiction, I've only played NFL Street 2.
I'll go fact.
I feel like you're living Paradise Killer for me.
That's pretty good. Hey, that's pretty good, Jason.
I can't think of what the other one would be, but
I wanted to finish Paradise Killer. I got to do that. See if I got my feedback.
You
got to
do that.
Well, I've got hours of that game left.
Okay. I think it's a fact, though. I think you have been so much
into it. It's fiction because you told Matt Derrick something. You looked up something and said you were going to buy it.
I may have even bought it.
Yeah.
Have I played it? You said it's fiction?
Yeah.
It's a fact. The
Damn
only
it.
Game I have played is a game that came out in 2002.
What did you buy? Tell Matt Derrick you were buying?
I can't remember what it was, but I wish-listed it
Altered
for a dollar.
Beasts.
Altered Beast.
Altered Beast. I
yeah,
thought you'd have played
that's right.
That.
It's
yeah.
wish-listed. I just Damn. Have not been
it's
able to.
It's what I
to,
get for listening.
That you really did take more information and turn it into a loss there.
Oh.
Number nine here, fact or fiction.
Me.
The Chiefs have proved they can scheme fill their quarterback positions with guys that fit their schemes. When they traded up, it should have been for defensive end Jermaine Johnson at 21 overall. In the benefit of hindsight, from this point on.
In which draft was this?
This most one. Recent one.
Okay.
You know what? I can rephrase it the exact same way. Right now, I would trade Trent McDuffie for Jermaine Johnson. what the Chiefs, Chiefs
hurt. I will be completely honest. I have no idea what Jermaine Johnson's doing this year.
He's gotten a decent amount of work. It's increased. It was a little low to start off. Most rookies right now, pressure rates are relatively low. It's not like he's taken over. Just think he's going to be a good player still.
I'm going to say that is fiction.
So fact means they can put anyone in a cornerback?
Fact is they should trade Trent McDuffie for Jermaine Johnson right now.
Because he's hurt.
Well, hopefully not much longer, hopefully.
I'll go fiction.
It's fiction.
Damn it.
Yes. Fiction.
But I need beers to stop.
But it's interesting.
Points.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
I mean, they got seventh round guys out there playing corner.
I really like McDuffie, and I'm glad that they finally invested in corner. I cannot abandon that so quickly, but it's interesting.
Isn't that who everybody thought they were trading up for?
Yes.
Was Jermaine Johnson. Like, they're going to go get Jermaine Johnson.
Absolutely.
Or Karlaftis. Maybe Karlaftis won't be on the board, but. I haven't paid attention to see what Jermaine Johnson has done this year.
I haven't watched a lot of Jets football. It's totally reasonable. You are protecting your peace. Fact or fiction number 10.
P-I-E-C-E or P-E-A-C-E.
Correct.
Yes.
Fact or fiction. I'm over it. I'm over mascots. We have evolved beyond the need for mascots.
I think you still like them. Fiction.
Beards?
This is dangerous. I'll go fiction.
Fact.
Guys, you know I still love me some mascots.
He sure he does. Wrong. He loves mascots.
It's the only way I could come back.
You needed to take that shot.
I had to take a chance. I was going to say fiction.
How dead am I?
Yeah, but it was the only way I was
going to be able to come back. Hey, you know what right now? A tight race for second place.
Okay,
yeah, it's 5-5.
Beards has a bit of a cushion.
9 for Beards, 5-5 for me and Lebo.
Great.
Number 11.
Yep.
I don't learn from my mistakes. That's a fact. But fact or fiction, I'm not worried at all about Chiefs-Raiders. Chiefs-Colts energy, but on Monday night against the Raiders, Chiefs minus 6.5 is too low. Chiefs minus 7 still does not scare me. Fact or fiction, I'm not worried about Chiefs-Raiders one bit.
So fact is you are not worried.
Correct.
And fiction is you are worried.
Is that I got at least a little worry bubbling up.
I'll go fact.
It's fact.
Yeah, it's fiction. You got to worry a little bit.
It's a fact.
Damn it.
If Derek Carr walks into Arrowhead and wins again, man, I'm going to have a bad show on Monday, but on Tuesday, I guess, and Monday night. But I will be just as surprised as you could possibly imagine me.
What if you grew woke up with your hair sewn on the carpet tomorrow?
Lebo, can you translate for me whenever you know I'm not going to get it and Jason makes a reference? Can you just say, like, it's from vacation?
Wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
That
Christmas. The Christmas time.
It was last from vacation?
One. It's Christmas vacation.
Last
well done.
One.
Last one. Here we go.
Orlando Brown Jr. will be a Kansas City Chief in the 2023 NFL season.
Well, that's fact.
Fact, another tag?
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing. Fact, tag him again.
Beards?
I'll be weird. I'll go fiction.
It's a fact!
Is that a fact? Yeah, it's a fact.
Which I believe brings us to a final score of Beards with 10, Jason with 7,
the best score
Lebo
ever.
With 6.
Yes. Well, we'll have a tiebreaker between 6
I'm
and 7.
I'm on hot streak.
There's no tiebreaker on the other side of the break.
No need for a tiebreaker.
We're going to have a tiebreaker so I can catch up. I want to wager 2 points.
I'm going to wager.
Come up with a question.
I have a question.
Guess.
I have a 13th question.
Just tell us the question and we'll take a break.
I'm going to wager 7. I'm going to wager 7 points.
And we could do it that way.
All right, fine. Jeopardy rules for second place. The category is Legarius Sneed.
Okay.
We will see what happens. More Zone next.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
Their fans will go ape shit.
Oh, whoa! He just said it on the air. What is wrong with you?
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, so Legarius Sneed questions. Tiebreaker there.
Oh, yeah. How many more years is he going to be a member of the Kansas City Chiefs? His current contract runs through this year.
5.
I'm going to go 5.
Great news, guys. You've tied.
Oh!
You've actually tied.
Was it 5?
Well, no, I was going to kind of pick, go closest to the pin and everything.
What is 5 close?
4.
I was going to probably give it to whoever gave the lowest number.
1.
Oh, cool, I won.
1.
Well, no, you said 5, and you said 5, you said
hold
5
on,
and a half.
Hold on. No, I'm going to go...
So,
1.
16 more games. That's the lowest.
You are including some playoff wins in there.
Yeah, 16 more games. So they've played 4 so far. They've got 20 that they're going to play this year.
So, Lebo, if you say 19 right now, it means they don't get to the Super Bowl.
Well, maybe it's 21.
No, they
don't get a bye. I don't know.
I'll let you know who won that after the break.
Program Sprint Petro next.
Oh, no.